It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On hard facts. Hard facts.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and hey, every Wednesday after the news at 4 o'clock, we bring you the glass ceiling. And on the glass ceiling today, we are asking what happens when a woman is the breadwinner. It's a conversation we started 3 weeks ago, but you had a lot to say about it, so we're keeping it going. How do things change when the wife is the one making more money or making all the money? And why do those things change? Is it because of the wife? Is it because of the husband? Is it because of both? Is it due to external pressures and expectations? But like I always do, before we go further into it, let me remind you of some of the things that you said last week. So last week we started with a phone call from the previous week. And my first call was from this woman who was very, very annoyed. very annoyed by the points that the caller who called into my show made. Listen to her for yourself.
My name is Semia from my papa.
Okay.
Okay, so when you played that voiceover and then the lady started talking, I was pretty annoyed.
Ah, why?
Especially when she put love and being submissive in the same sentence. How does it even go together?
Okay.
So if a woman is not submissive, that means she doesn't love her husband. How does it make sense?
Okay.
Okay, this is personal to me,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Because I grew up in a family where my mom was making the money.
Okay.
She was earning. My daddy doesn't really work like that.
Okay.
And I how do I put it? I didn't even know until I was old enough to know that she has been the one paying school fees.
Okay.
Because how they do it is, she brings the money, she gives it to my dad. My dad gives it to us, and then we go to school. Fine. We don't know that she was not making the money at all. But still, there was no peace in the house.
Hmm.
There is never peace.
Hmm.
Everything to go back to the fact that my dad will come and be saying, my mom is the one that used his destiny. That's why she's the one working. That's why she's going higher. And him is there. And we, the children, don't even know that this is how they do the financial stuff in the house.
Hmm.
So it is not about love or submissiveness or anything. It is about the men. Their ego will not allow them. It will never allow them to actually accept that, is this woman that is making money? Let's just live peacefully. No, they just have to, like, make everything about them.
So you agree that we expect a level of humility from women with money that we don't expect from men?
Yes, yes. Because society has made it in a way that women are not supposed to even make money.
Hmm.
Some people don't even allow their wives to work because they want to feel like, yes, I'm the man.
Hmm.
And you have the money, you can behave anyhow. But if a woman has the money, she has to be submissive. Now, I'm doing the quote sign because it doesn't make sense.
Where do you think that comes from? Where does it come from? That, you're a woman with money, you have to be you have to be humble, you have to be, submissive. But okay, for men, it's not a problem at all.
It's the culture.
Hmm.
It is how they were brought up.
Hmm.
That is why now that we, the youth, are actually putting up resistance, even with this old NSAS thing, this old marriage, that I don't want to get married, I want equality. That is why some of them will still come and tell us that, no, this is not how it's supposed to be, because that's not how they've been doing it.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
So it still goes, it's culture, it's the way it has always been, and it doesn't make any sense.
Hmm. Okay.
This is personal to me. I'm literally shaking right now.
Please stop shaking. Thank you. Calm down. Drink water.
Okay, okay.
Thank you, Mama. Thank you for calling. Are men afraid that women will treat them how they treat women? Is that what the problem is? Are husbands afraid that when wives become breadwinners, they will treat them in the exact same way they currently treat those wives? I got a call from a gentleman, I think it was Ahmed, I'm not sure, last week as well. And he said that if your wife treats you weirdly, if she becomes a breadwinner, it's because you were terrible to her when she was not making any money. I wonder if you agree with him. Now, before I take your calls, I got a few more calls from some anonymous women, and they shared really, really sad stories. So listen to this one, and then I'll play you a second one.
Hello, good evening. I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome.
For women that are saying if the woman is the one taking care of the house, everybody will know, or the woman should not be proud or this and that.
Mm.
My sister, you can only hear the truth from a woman that is suffering that kind of thing.
Okay.
That is when, like one person called earlier and said, you can only know by with personal experience.
Mm.
It's not an experience that I will pray for my enemy to have, for the woman to be the one doing everything. And the man is saying, she's using my glory.
Hmm.
She, no matter how you try to satisfy them, even their family will be saying you are using their glory. My sister, as I'm talking to you, I'm out of my marriage because of what I'm talking about now.
Okay.
There's nothing you do. If you like, cut your head and give to them. You can't satisfy them. They will say because you are making money and the husband is there saying you are using his glory. So how do you want to cope? When the closest person to you is even saying that, what do you expect his family and outsiders to be saying? And that thing is killing. You see, so a lot of women, you just see them on the road. Even when a car is on it, they can't hear you. They are thinking of what they are passing through. But I don't know how where the people got the insinuation that because the woman has money, that's why she is not being respectful. My sister, it's only the person, a woman that has went through the experience that can actually tell you that it's living in hell or not. Thank you.
That anonymous caller called last week and I was speechless by that conversation. Incidentally, Glory Thomas on Facebook says that she personally doesn't like women being breadwinners, but they can assist in their own little way because it makes women to look down on their husbands and make them feel less of a man. Though there are some who wouldn't mind their woman being the breadwinner, those ones are boys and not men. And Glory is a young woman. I looked at her profile picture on Facebook. And she's young, you know, and, you know, you start to ask yourself, like, you know, where does this indoctrination come from? Where does it come from? Let me play you that second phone call that I got as well last week. Another anonymous caller. And here's what she said.
I want to still remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome.
What I want to say as regard this, I think Osas saying in mind.
Okay.
You know, yes, Osas, the other man that called, let me tell you the truth. Just like as this last caller just said, is the person that wears the shoe that knows where the shoe is staining him or her.
Right.
When I was making money, I respect my husband more. Why? Because I would not want him to be under depression.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
But then, the kind of words that is coming out of his mouth is frustrating. Then I will be dying.
Okay.
I will be dying in silence. With all my effort, insult morning, insult afternoon, insult night. My marriage is for 22 years and I've been in pain.
I'm sorry.
Along the line, when I try to say, to the extent that then, when I collect my salary, my husband will lock me in the house and make sure I submit to the whole money. Then I was respecting him more than even now. Okay, now things turned somehow due to the help of friends and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is now I'm knowing the true color of somebody I have married for over 22 years.
Okay.
May God help our marriages. Thank you.
12 minutes past 4. Are men afraid that women will treat them how they treat women? Are husbands afraid that when wives become breadwinners, they'll treat them in the exact same way that they're currently treating those wives? I'm asking this question because you've heard these calls, right? These things that people say are so bad when a wife does them, you're hearing them, right? Now, are these not the same things that husbands do when they are the breadwinners? Are people say that the cane used to flog the first wife is waiting for the second wife? So is it possible that this arrogance that is used on the wife is also waiting for the husband? Because a lot of men, when they have the money, they're terrible to their wives. They want to dictate to them, control them. And if a man sees marriage that way, wouldn't he be afraid that if his wife gets money, he will lose control? Because remember where this conversation started? This conversation started from that man who told his wife, you will not get a master's degree before me. And as a result of that, told her to turn down a job offer that offered to pay for her to get a master's degree. A guy like that is worried that if his wife has money or status, he cannot control his wife because he has no leverage. But is that healthy? Is that the proper way for marriages to work? Should one person be controlling the other or have power over the other? Because you see the same thing in politics. Sometimes a particular group has had more political power. They've used it to marginalize other groups. Then when those other groups start getting stronger, the group in power starts to shout, oh, they want to use the power to oppress us. And everybody will say, why are you afraid? Is it your conscience that is making you afraid? Are you remembering what you did when you had power? You know? So is it fear? Is that what's happening here? Are men driven by fear when it comes to women becoming breadwinners? What are some of the things that men are worried about when it comes to their wives earning more or their wives being the breadwinners? Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Three calls I've played for you right now, and all the people in those calls seemed to be saying that I didn't do all of these things that my callers from last week and 2 weeks ago and 3 weeks ago claimed that women do. I was just living my life. I was even going out of my way to be more humble and more submissive, etc., etc. But it still wasn't enough. What do you think about those things they said? Women, 01465-7190. Men, 0700-993-993-993. There's also WhatsApp, 080-959-75805. And yes, we're streaming live on Facebook, so I'll take your comments off of Facebook as well. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Judith is on the line. Hello, Judith. Thank you very much for calling us.
I want to just say something about this whole thing.
Mm.
Because I think it's this culture of inferiority.
Okay.
Because the world feels that women are inferior.
Mm.
So nothing good should come from them. They are meant to be the weaker vessel.
Okay.
So if they are threatened by the fact that if a woman begins to make more money than her husband,
mm.
that she will begin to overrule or override the husband.
Okay.
Which is not true.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
Because the men, they do worse things.
Okay.
So they are afraid that the things that they do will come back to them.
Okay.
And that is why they are afraid.
Hmm.
There are a lot of women that are submissive to their husband, even when they are making more money.
Okay.
But it's the action of the man that drives them crazy.
Okay.
I'm a testimony
okay.
of what I'm saying today.
Do you want to tell me your story?
Understand?
Do you want to tell me your story?
Okay. When I was married...
Hmm.
I was making more money.
Okay.
Because my husband practically wanted me to do everything.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay.
And then at a point, I started getting agitated. Why? Because it's not supposed to be so.
When you say everything, what do you mean?
Take care of everything. Pay the rent. Get the house. Provide food. Everything.
Okay.
And which was not supposed to be so.
Okay.
But at a point, he wanted to just cage me. Suppress me, not allow me to do anything. If I go out to work and I get money, he expects that I submit all the money. And if I don't do that, it becomes the trouble.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
And which is all right. So a lot of women are being suppressed.
Okay.
Many women are dying today as a result of the action they got from their husband.
Now, can I ask you a question? You know, when men are the breadwinners, they often do all of the things that you probably did when you were the provider. So they were paying the school fees and the rent and all of that. And, you know, nobody's saying, oh, you know, don't do it alone by yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So if we are expecting women to not be treated as inferior, should women complain if they allow them to do all of that?
The women most times don't complain.
Okay.
That's the truth. It's just that the men sometimes they're afraid.
Oh.
They're afraid. They don't know what to expect. So many times they want the woman to come under.
Hmm.
And which is all right. So a lot of men have not given their wives opportunity to be a helpmeet. Remember the Bible calls them helpmeet.
Okay.
So they always feel that the woman should be under, should be because they are inferior.
Right.
That's how they feel.
Right.
And which is not so. We're meant to complement each other. A lot of women today, that's their vision, that's their objective. when they walk, they want to compliment their husband.
Can I ask Judith, when you were making the money and footing all the bills, was he doing the housework? Was he taking care of the house and the children?
That I cannot answer right now because we do everything together.
Oh, I see. Okay. Judith, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra Zekasi.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Naya.
Naya, Sandra. My namesake.
Hey, correct, Mama. Sandra, you see this matter. This thing that not just men, maybe say pride. 90 did this thing. Pride. Nothing again. You understand me now?
Okay.
So now, if I tell you my own story, most times when I go to talk, people go say, "Man, this is like say he hates me." I don't hate men. You understand? I don't.
Okay.
It's just that the things that they do make me, I don't understand.
Okay.
I don't understand them. Okay. What I'm telling, if I tell you my own story, you go open mouth, you know, go get closer.
Tell me. Hey, be like, say her credit don't finish. No, you call me back, eh? When you load credit, eh? 99.3, hello. Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Friday from
Ibadan. Friday, welcome.
Yeah, see, Sandra, everybody has to say their mind. Some have said the truth, but I want to say this clearly.
Okay.
If women are not lying, women, they always look when their wife is rich. It's richer than them. They don't want to accept it. So just like the other woman said,
okay.
I have been with a friend. When the woman was making it, the family member were complaining that the woman was using their son's destiny. The woman was using their brother's destiny.
Okay.
And at that time, I was blaming the man. I was advising him, why did you allow your family member to be coming into your family? The man was keep on listening to his family member. We got to a time that the woman could no longer bear it. What did she do? She backed out of the house. And at the time, the man regretted it. It was then that his eyes were open. Now, those family members that were complaining then, where were they then? They all ran away from him. They all abandoned him. He was not to his children. And he could not even take care of the children. He was sending message to this same woman to come begging the woman. The woman said, okay, I cannot come back, but the only thing I will do, I will come and feed the children. You must say, anything you just want to do, just to help, come and carry the children. Even though if you want them to answer your name, when they grow up, they will find their father. I'm telling you, it's not funny, Sandra.
It is not funny
at all. It's not funny, but it's not all men. That is why we keep on saying that once you are married, please, don't listen to outside. You and your wife should be the best of men. No matter who is making the money, let there be respect and love. That is it. Thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you very much, Friday, for calling. I don't know. Do you think that older Nigerian men are a lost cause with these conversations? Because I feel like, you know, they're already set in their ways. You know, men who are 50 and above, I feel like a lot of them are already set in their ways. So conversations like this isn't really for them. You know, the people that conversations like this could help are people who are maybe 40 and under, maybe 30 and under, you know? They're the ones who are starting to have children, who are raising their children, and therefore who may be able to raise children who do not think the way the average man or woman will think, because Glory is a woman, a woman who's making more money, she will not be humble anymore. And that's also another question I have. Like, why do we expect humility from women who have money in a way that we don't expect humility from men who have money? 99.3, hello.
Sandra, Timothy from Kenya. Good afternoon.
Welcome, good afternoon.
I think concerning the issue, I think according to the last call, I think it's a personal thing. You understand? Let's assume Madam Alakija is my wife. And you are telling me that I should do waiting. I can't understand. I could remember when my wife was working. And I know how everything go. And as she stopped working now, I feel I take it very harder to survive. So for men to talk and as I said, woman, this like last Sunday, this particular issue.
Okay.
My pastor raised this particular issue in the church on Sunday, and church all almost scattered because it's our family forum.
Okay.
And the pastor asked this question that if you a woman own a house, live like use VGC as an example. And you a man live like somewhere like I'm sorry to say somewhere like Ajegunle and let me say local places, and your wife said they cannot leave that camp particular place that you should pack from that place to VGC. So will you do it? Could you believe in the church? Many man condemn me that they cannot do it.
Ah.
I'm telling you what happened on Sunday. I think it was only me that said, I said, okay, see, anyway, it's an individual thing. For me, I have no any other thing to ever pack my load that particular day. because nobody will not even like comfort. So I don't understand. When people begin to make the statement in the church, even some people, top people I even look up to, that these people have sense. That these people can think. These people can even teach us, we young ones. If you see what is coming out from their mind in the church, I feel ashamed of myself. I say, what these people say? And I stood up, I said, my man, I said, okay, anyway, I cannot cut everybody's word because it's an individual thing. For me, I have not seen anything wrong. If my wife have money, I will be happy. I will be following my wife as long as it's my wife. So there's no complaint. So that is it. I think it's a personal thing. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling. I should mention, by the way, that something brilliant is happening in the banking sector. I just remembered because that caller mentioned Alakija. And Nigerians' banking sector has more and more women at the top of affairs. They just came out with this list where women were the MDs for at least 9 banks. And I thought that was very impressive. So you have Miriam Olusoya for GT. You have Yemisi Edun for FCMB. You have Bukola Smith for FSDH Merchant Bank. You have Ireti Samuel-Obu for Citibank. You have Halima Buba for SunTrust Bank. And then you have Neka Onyalike for Fidelity Bank, you know. And these are women who, you know, continue to climb and climb and climb. And now they are the MDs of really huge banks in Nigeria, you know. I mean, it makes you wonder about that lady whose husband said to her, you cannot take this job because I don't want you to have an MBA before me. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
If you just tuned into today's Glass Ceiling, we're talking about what happens when a woman is the breadwinner. We got this very interesting call from an anonymous caller last week, Wednesday.
I want to still remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome.
What I want to say is that is, I think Osas said in my mind.
Okay.
You know, yes, Osas, the other man that called. Let me tell you the truth. Just like as this last caller just said, is the person that wear the shoe that knows where the shoe is paining him or her.
Right.
When I was making money, I respect my husband more. Why? Because I would not want him to be under depression.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
But then, the kind of words that is coming out of his mouth is frustrating. Then I will be dying.
Okay.
I will be dying in silence. With all my effort, insult morning, insult afternoon, insult night. My marriage is for 22 years and I've been in pain.
I'm sorry.
Along the line, when I try to say, to the extent that then, when I collect my salary, my husband will lock me in the house and make sure I submit the whole money. Then I was respecting him more than even now. Okay, now things turned somehow due to the help of friends and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is now I'm knowing the true color of somebody I have married for over 22 years.
Okay.
May God help our marriages. Thank you.
And ever since this call last week, I've been asking myself, are men afraid that women will treat them how they treat women? Are husbands afraid that when wives become breadwinners, they'll treat them in the exact same way that they currently treat those wives? Because a lot of the things that I've heard in the 3 weeks we've had this conversation, you know, of women as breadwinners and what people are afraid women do when they become breadwinners, these things that people are saying are so bad when a wife does them are the same things that husbands do when they are the breadwinners in a lot of the cases. In a lot of the cases, a lot of men, when they have money, are terrible to their wives. So is it fear? Is it fear that is informing the resistance to women being breadwinners? What are some of the things that people are worried about when it comes to their wives earning more or being the breadwinner? If you are a fan of this segment on Hard Facts, you know that all of this started from that story I shared with you of a woman who went to an interview, had the greatest experience that the employers wanted her, but she didn't have an MBA. And so they said to her, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay for you to get an MBA. That will be part of the job offer that we're making you. She went home. She told her husband. Her husband said, nope, you're not going to get an MBA. You're not going to get a master's before me. So go and turn down the job. And she went and turned down the job. So that's where we started this conversation from. What are you afraid of? And is that fear because men know what they do when they're the ones with money? Some men, not all men. 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp, by the way. Send us messages via WhatsApp and also on Facebook. We're streaming live. Facebook, Nigeria, Info 99.3. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Adeshola is in Ikorodu. Adeshola, thank you so much for calling us.
Good evening, Sister Sandra.
Good evening, Adeshola. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, as what the last the person, this woman that made that one the contribution, that the person that that wears the shoe knows where it pinches. I want to use my own experience.
Okay.
Now, when my husband was jobless, as in, there's nothing. I was the one paying the school fee. The only thing I don't pay this house rent,
okay,
because we were living in his father's house there.
Okay.
His family house. Okay. Please, I understand. Ask me how much I was earning that time.
How much were you earning?
Yeah, 2,000. 15,000.
15. Okay.
I was a private school teacher.
Okay.
But what kept on coming out of the parents' mouth and my husband's mouth was that I'm using the glory of their son. I was like, hey, it got to a stage. I started talking to my parents in the school. Please, my husband, it needs another job. You can't do it. A parent of mine gave him a job in Standard Chartered again.
Okay.
He fought with a fellow colleague again, and he was sacked. Please, am I the cause of that one again? That one went on again. Another 6 years, I had to solely pay for my children's school fee, children and everything. And how I was able to go through it with that. There's this cooperative in my school. You collect loan. They will remove you. Sometimes, in fact, there was a year I collected 350 naira per month. For a whole year. As in 350 naira every month like that. So it was just going, just like that. Later on, he had a job at FIRS.
Hmm.
In fact, that's when I knew the husband I married. He became violent.
Oh.
He was like, if you can't do it, another woman will have done it.
Oh.
In fact, it got so bad that my son had to tell me, Mommy, you need to leave this man, or else this my dad will kill you.
Okay.
It got that bad, okay. I'm telling you.
Okay.
So, and I'm out of the marriage anyway.
Okay.
And I thank God for my life. So, the person that wears the shoes knows where it finishes.
Now, my question is, where does it come from? I mean, you have lived that experience. And I mean, if you're judging yourself, you would say that you did your best, right? So where did that behavior come from? The antagonism, where did it come from?
Well, I think the first thing that affected the whole thing was that I think because we're living in the same house.
Okay.
That's one thing I noticed.
Okay.
So whatever they were telling him, he was storing it, and he was like, and she said, is it not true? Are you sure this thing is not true? You know, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Then he was thinking that this woman is making more than me, and I don't know how much I'm making now.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, God. Well, but I thank God I'm out of the marriage now already.
Adeshola, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you made it out alive, my sister. So congratulations. Yes. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for sharing your story with me. I appreciate it. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry about that. 99.3, hello?
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am? Hello? Ooh, sorry about that. 99.3.
Hello, Matisa. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, sir? What's your name?
My name is Aladi Ara Kanu. I'm calling from Ifo, Ogun State.
Good to have you on the show.
So first of all, let me correct you by congratulating a woman who left her husband's house.
Her violent that's husband's any, house?
No. There's no congratulation in that. That's one. Secondly, if any woman become a breadwinner in the family, you know, being a man, even to call her on bed, she'll refuse. She'll come at will. She come to you on bed by the time she needs. Because the woman keep paying that. I remember, I don't want to say all honestly that I have a friend who is his wife, whenever doesn't have anything, his wife go and buy. Before she give him food, until the man asks, and it's very bad. So we don't pray for that. Hello?
Okay.
So we don't pray for that. A woman become a breadwinner in the house. Because you know women now, they are weaker points. Yeah, look at point. So they we don't have to do that. We expect a man to continue to be the breadwinner. If woman can only contribute her own little quota, that's fine.
Let me ask you something. Shouldn't both husband and wife come to bed only when each of them are willing?
Let me tell you one thing. There's something I want you to understand is that when a woman provide for this, provide for that, paying for that, paying for that, a man will even think of saying, can this woman allow me to call her on bed? She may. Well, we have some women who are very good, who are very honest. They may come, but a man who has to be a responsible man in his own family, I cannot provide so many things for my wife. He will feel shy to call his wife to bed.
So it's a problem. Like so that. It's a problem with the man, not the woman. It's the man's wahala, not the woman's wahala.
No, she may be behaving somehow, Matisa. Behaving somehow. Thinking of, I want to do something, I want to go and read, I want to go and do that until the man get asleep. So I hope we should be doing well on our family. I wish you all the best, sister. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. For the record, if a woman calls me and tells me that she leaves a man that is abusive violently, I will congratulate her. If he's paying you, that's your business. If a man calls me and tells me that he left his wife who is abusive, I will congratulate him. If he's paying you, that's your business. Nobody should be with a man or a woman who physically, emotionally, psychologically, sexually, or financially abuses them. Like, marriage ends when it becomes abusive. I'm sorry. If you don't like that, that's your business, quite frankly. We're not supposed to wait until we die. And while we're also at it, I mean, how do you people feel when you call me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and you're saying to my face, me, women are the weaker sex? You're saying that to me, to my face, moi. Like, I mean, don't you stop to pause and think about who you're talking to? So women are the weaker sex. Daniel Nyaba, hi. How are you?
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I think the issue at hand boils down to some kind of psychological rule.
Okay.
If you ask many of the single ladies today, how many of them will agree to marry a man who told them from the beginning that, I'm not doing anything. I know you are working. Let's be married. You'll be the breadwinner. How many of them will do it? We say yes, that they have found somebody. Because psychologically, they expect that the man should be responsible. I want to use the word being responsible. We are not saying anything more than at least economically be responsible.
Okay.
So no woman, even if they get into the marriage and something happens, will be happy taking care of the whole responsibility, paying the fees, paying the school fees, paying the bills, feeding them. No woman. It becomes news when a woman is doing that because it is not the right thing. A woman should be a helpmate. Even from the Bible, God did not say, I'm creating your provider for you. He said, I'm creating a helpmate for you. So when a woman takes that role, automatically, there is problem somehow. It may be in the woman's psychology or in the man's psychology or in the family arrangement. There will just be a challenge somewhere, somehow. Because
now, I'm glad you're saying that it's psychology. And I will concede that a lot of single women today may not want to marry men who are not working. Now, where do you think that psychology comes from?
I use the word psychology. Mm.
Where do you think it comes from?
Okay, I want to say something. I use the word psychology to actually dodge saying it's cultural, religious, and traditional rules.
Okay.
I purposely use the word psychology just to be neutral. But actually, everybody comes from a culture, a tradition, or a religion, whichever one.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then education too comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at prevailing culture, tradition, religion, or whatever, they support that a man should play the role of being economically responsible.
Yes.
So people grew up expecting that.
Do you understand? Yes, but also, if you look statistically, men are more likely to die before women, and that's because of the sheer amount of responsibility that men have to shoulder, especially financially. The sheer expectation from society, and by society I mean you, me, their wives, their mothers, their fathers, everybody. So imagine that we are a people who actually believe that man is made for culture, right? Sorry, culture is made for man, not man for culture, right?
Okay.
Imagine that we're a people who believe that, and we're a people who say, okay, this thing has been like this for a while, but there are also things that have been like that for a while, and we have agreed, okay, this is not serving us anymore, let's do away with it. The same way Igbo people will say, if you're Igbo, I don't know if you're Igbo, but
I'm Igbo.
Igbo people have a saying that if a god starts to misbehave, we'll show the god the tree that it was carved from. Do you understand? So, you know, so email you are a tufogi, I try another god. You understand what I mean? So that means that if a culture is not serving you anymore, is it not upon you, the logical mammal, to say, okay, how do we tweak this thing so that it works for both the man and the woman? So that we get to a point where the conversation on radio is no longer single girls will be hesitant to marry men that are not working. The conversation will now be about maybe, my husband is a house husband, but you know, the kids are not used to me anymore. They're more used to my... Like, the conversation will move forward. It will not be, like, at this very basic place. I don't know. What do you think, Daniel?
Yeah, what I think is this. Like, there's something you said earlier in the program. You said men 40 and below. I'm below 40, rather. Let me just... You understand me?
Okay.
You say men 40 and below may be readily, you know, or readily agree to having women share the responsibility or even being the breadwinner.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Now, one thing you should understand is that that conversation or that opinion should not come from a man.
Okay.
If men or a man suggest that, see, I'm tired of this cultural role or traditional or whatever role, sha. I come and do. Don't I see the man as being irresponsible or trying to dodge his responsibility? But if the conversation comes from the women, let's say the women come up now, it's okay, in education, primary school, in secondary school, we want to teach these things. In our churches, in our mosques, we want to teach these things. At home, we want to teach these things. But, you know, if women themselves leave the first line in that, it will be easier to achieve it. But if a man or men want to leave that,
they will begin to see them as trying to dodge, trying to become irresponsible, or in fact, they might even lose their respect at home. Mm. In fact, if a man goes to church and begins to say, God, this, a woman should can be the breadwinner, he can pay school fees. But if he comes home, the wife
will drag her for years, saying, now, wow, why you go disgrace me outside like that?
So, that is why they said with that, call it unfortunate situation.
Mm.
I came from a family of seven. I have three sisters and three brothers. In fact, I'm in the middle.
Okay.
Eh?
Okay.
Some of my sisters are married.
Okay.
You know, I know what goes on in their home. One of my sisters is the breadwinner. When you don't know, the husband works.
Okay.
But she
makes more money.
Multi-millionaire. Okay. You know, the husband is a civil servant and earns much, much less than her.
Okay.
Then I have another one of my sister whose husband is the boss, has been financially, and she has a business.
Mm-hmm.
I see how the family is.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Okay.
You know, my sister has more money, she has more authority.
Okay.
Do you understand? In fact, sometimes the foreign she and her husband are quite, before the man came back, she packed all the children and go to one of her houses she has somewhere.
Okay.
And tell the man that when he cools down, he will come back. The man begged and begged. It took people like me and people that she respects to talk to her.
But
then I also know all of my sister that, you know, I would say she has some issues even when we are growing up.
Okay.
Do you understand me?
Okay.
She has some issues. However, when she misbehaves, everything, she will easily plead with the husband, or the husband, you know, acts too much, she will still call us, we'll talk to the man. So I realized that, see, economic power has is the real power. Forget.
So you're giving me insight into something else men are afraid of. Men are afraid that women will now have agency. Because I know some friends that when they quarrel with their husbands will leave the house and go and lodge in a hotel and not come back for weeks, for months, for days. And family members will have to go and beg the man.
Yes.
But you see, a woman, and when it happens, hold on, Daniel. When it happens, people don't frown so much the way they would when your sister does it, for instance. So is that the problem? Is the problem that, you know, we don't want women to be able to do things like that when it affects?
Okay. Let me tell you something. What is wrong is wrong.
Okay.
If a man leaves his house for any reason, okay, him too, he's taking a risk.
I agree with you. They're both wrong to do it. But we they shout for only one. We know they shout for the other one.
Look,
why?
You see now, that boils down to say that if women are in the position of men, what men are doing, they will still do it. You know, we talk about maybe a particular gender is being marginalized, a particular gender, you know, no gender equality. You understand me? If you look at the tendencies men have, and you realize that when women have economic power, they exhibit those tendencies. You see, I think God just decided that, look, one person just have to be, for the sake of orderliness, one person should just be an authority.
You have lost me there because you now say God said it. It's not God that said it. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for calling. I really loved talking to you. I really loved this exchange. I do agree that perhaps this is a conversation women should lead so that it will not sound as if men are dodging responsibility. I quite liked that point. You know, it's kind of like the same point where women say to men that they have to lead conversations about rape because other men listen to men, right? So if women start to talk about things like, well, there's nothing wrong with you being the breadwinner as a woman. There's nothing wrong with the household being a 50-50 household. There's nothing wrong with your husband, you know, taking on the domestic work because, you know, staying home to take care of the children is a lot of work. Like, you should ask women who are domestic workers, you know, who are taking care of the children and the house, etc., etc. It's exhausting work, you know? So, Perhaps it's a conversation that women themselves have to drive. Let me go to Facebook and take a look at messages we have. Uche Ibekwe says, Sandra, when I lost my job in 2017, my wife took the responsibility to take care of the family for 6 months. After I got a job in 2018, from bonus I got from my office, I got a master's degree form from UNILAG for her to proceed with her master's. She was surprised that I should be the one proceeding for my master's, but I refused. Uche, thank you for sharing that story with me. Azi Ivaju says, marriage is partnership, where wife is the breadwinner. The wife should assist the husband in recreative business setup and also avail himself in acquiring new knowledge through seminars, studying books, pay attention to motivational and mentor speeches. All right. Casey Wachuku says, I shoulder 70% of responsibilities in my house. I still maintain my lane. I don't cross boundaries except when I'm abused. Casey, thank you for sharing your story with me. Kolawole Finance Adekoya says, I don't have issues with my wife getting a higher degree or salary. We're talking about my wife. Whatever she has is mine and vice versa. The problem we have is this African thinking. All right. Let's take a look at WhatsApp messages very quickly before we have to take a break. Hey, don't forget, at 5 o'clock, I will be talking to an energy sector lawyer about the PIB, the Petroleum Industry Bill. So don't miss that conversation. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, by the way. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got a message here from Chooks in Aja who says, women do worse. So you need to see the way my friend's mom treats her husband at home because she brings the money in the house. Sandra, pride and arrogance sets in when a woman becomes a breadwinner. Then you know how women show power when they have Abraham, not talk less than when they have power. Okay, I'm not sure I understood what you were writing there, but thank you very much. Good evening, Sandra. I congratulate that woman that left that marriage. That was how I lost a colleague last year to exactly the same story. She could have moved out, but she was hoping that things would get better until she died. She had a high BP during the lockdown last year, so she couldn't go out to the office, which was where she was always finding succor. She would call me several times then just to tell me that she couldn't wait for the lockdown to be over because she wasn't happy staying indoors with a so-called husband, but unfortunately she didn't make it out alive. So I say congratulations to that woman. That's a message from Kate in Moe. Yeah, actually lockdown drove up domestic violence incidents. That's all the time we have, Lagos. Maybe we'll take a look at this topic again next week. Maybe we'll change, but I'll let you know.